Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here. And if this is your first time joining, welcome. If you will, click the notice button so that you get pinged every time that new content comes out. I usually put out content every single week, sometimes multiple times a week, depending on my schedule. Like you, I have a career. I'm actually active duty in the military. And this is something that I do to serve my purpose and my calling of building better leaders. Now, if you're here, chances are you want to increase your influence, your impact, and maybe your income by being a voice in the world, by helping other people through your own transformation. And that's kind of what this podcast is for. So if you're joining, welcome. It's great to have you. Now, there are three formats that we use in this podcast. Number one, we usually do a Q&A where people will ask questions. You send in your questions and you can send those in to Anthony at AnthonyWaiteSpeaks.com and ask your questions. Or if you're on social media, follow me at Anthony Waite Official. And in the stories, I always do a Q&A and you can put your questions down there and I'll answer them real time through video or text or on the podcast. And so, you know, this is my way of answering your questions and helping you. And together, you know, we grow into our full potential. So Q&A is one of them. Two, we usually do an interview style question where I'll bring on some friends and we'll do an interview style podcast where we talk about things like relationships, fitness, health, leadership, mindset, serving your purpose. And so when I have a guest on, we'll share an interview style podcast. The next one is kind of mindset minutes. And these are things that I have learned throughout my own journey, my own transformation from, you know, being a homeless teen to a naval officer and now a transformational leader. As I speak on stages in front of thousands of people, I lead and coach and speak all over the place. I have my podcast and a coaching group as well. And so I share kind of my journey of my progression, right? Nobody's ever in perfection. It's always in progression. And I share in real time my process of going through and learning to be a better leader, to learning to, you know, lead at a different level, because I'm constantly growing, constantly learning. And now my process of the podcast is to lead and to share with you guys. And so if you find value, one question that I have is, will you share it? Okay. And one ask is that you share it with somebody that you lead or somebody you love, somebody that needs to hear this so that they can step into their full potential. Maybe they lack confidence. Maybe they lack clarity. Maybe they lack conviction in their ability to lead. Share it with them and give them the tools that they may need to step up and step into that role of being not only just a leader, but a confident and competent leader. There's a big difference. But today, let's jump in to the episode. I want to share with you something that was asked from an audience member a couple of months ago. And they asked me this question. They said, Anthony, how do you tell the difference between leading by confidence and leading with ego? Now, this is a big one. You know, there's a lot of books out there. And I guess, you know, 2019, 2020, there were a lot of things written about ego, right? Ego is the enemy. You know, books about, you know, killing your ego or harnessing the power of your ego. And I'll tell you, you know, ego is really something that for leaders can kill your influence. Now, I say that because, you know, most of leaders that are not confident, that lack confidence, will lead with an ego. And it's an egotistical style of leadership that says, I'm better than you. And the thing is that you don't even have to say it if you're leading with ego. They can feel it. They can look at you and feel your intention. And you know, right? You've probably been around those leaders who were egotistical. And you knew that every time that they showed up, that there was an agenda behind their interaction. It wasn't transformational. It was more transactional, meaning what can I get from you instead of what can I give to you? And the difference, you know, with leading by confidence and leading by ego is that people with confidence, they have a presence about them that they transfer to other people. And you can tell when a confident leader comes into the room just by how they walk, how they carry themselves. And your confidence will speak louder than any words that you will ever say. Your presence, when you're confident, when you walk into a room, your presence is felt. That's what one of my friends, Dom Fawcett, talks about, you know, command presence. When you're confident in your ability to do something and your willingness to do something, people can feel that and they know that your intentions are good. They can feel the energy that you're putting off and they trust you. And so confident leaders are usually not the loudest in the room. They're usually the quietest in the room. Why? Because they're listening. But when somebody's leading by ego, they're the ones that are usually the loudest. They don't know much, and they're trying to convince people of how good they really are, when in reality, they might be good at what they are, but they suck at who they are. And so we've all been there, and we've all found leaders too, who led both ways. And what I found to be true is when I lacked confidence as a leader, I was trying to convince people how good I was. I would have to tell people all the things that I accomplished. I would share my accolades and my achievements and all my credentials. And I realized that your credentials only get you so far. And if you listen to the podcast for a while, you'll hear me say this now, is that credentials get you in the door, but your character keeps you in the room. So a confident leader is one who leads with character. They lead by who they are. They know the humanistic portion of leadership. Because let's be honest, we've all had leaders who forgot that we are all human beings and they look at us as human doings. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And everything that they did or said was to get something done for themselves. It was self-serving. And when somebody's confident in their ability, what happens is now their people are able to become confident in their ability to accomplish the mission. But when you have a leader who lacks confidence, what do? They're egotistical and they're micromanaging. They're trying to tell you what to do and then how to do it. They're giving you the position, but no authority because they want to control everything. And so you have to understand when you're looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, okay, am I leading from ego or from confidence? Ask yourself this. When I walk into a room, do people know what I value? Do they believe in what I'm saying based on how I'm showing up? Or do I have to constantly explain myself over and over and over again of what I stand for, what I will not tolerate, what I believe in? You see, when you lead with core values and core principles, you're confident because now people know, like, hey, when I see Anthony or Lieutenant Waite, he values family. He values fitness. He values other people. Why? Because when I walk into a room, it's not about me. I will pause and take time out of my busy schedule, no matter how busy I am, to stop and talk to people, to understand people, to let them know that I value them and that they mean more to me than a meeting or an email or, you know, whatever the monotonous thing of the day is. And when you do this over and over through consistency, people become convinced in who you are as a leader. But people who are egotistical, you know, one of the things that they don't do is they're not consistent in what they and who they are and what they say. There's an incongruency between their actions and their words. One day you might get this person, one day you might get that person, depending on what's happening around them, right? Because egotistical leaders lead and they let circumstances and situations guide how they'll show up. Confident leaders do not let the external influence the internal, meaning their GPS, their guiding principle system is inside of them. That no matter what's going on in the world, no matter how bad of a day I've had, I will not take it out on those I lead or those I love. But an egotistical leader will be the person that says, look what you did to me. It's all your fault. They never take ownership of the situation. And what I found, you know, being a leader in the military is that sometimes you got to take it on the chin. If somebody in your shop or somebody who you're leading messes up, guess what? When it's time to answer the man as the leader, ultimately it falls on your shoulders. And I've been able to do that and learn that lesson just over the last couple of years. You know, I took over as a department head for education and training. And, you know, there was a couple of things that were wrong when they were submitted for a report. And I took it for granted thinking that, hey, it's going to be submitted. Everything's going to be okay. And it came back and it was wrong. And my initial reaction was, oh, well, I didn't do that. It's not my fault. But then I said, well, wait a minute. You're the leader here. You're the one in charge, overarching, right? Like, it is your fault because you failed to look at it. You failed to check. Not micromanage, but just make sure that everything's in line before it goes up, put a second set of eyes on there. And my failure to do so resulted in me taking one on the chin. And I said, you know what? I felt so much better after saying, hey, yes, I'll get that fixed. I apologize. It's my fault. Then I would have said, or that I would have felt if I would have said, oh, well, you know, it was so-and-so, not me. It was them. You see, when you take ownership, right, that means that you're a confident leader. Confident leaders take ownership. And one thing that you have to get in the habit of is I need to own everything that I am doing, everything that those I'm leading and those I love, whatever it is that they lack, I should be able to lead, but also I should help them understand and see things from a bigger perspective. And so when we do this, you know, we have confidence in ourselves to solve the problem. We have confidence in ourselves to complete the mission. Then we transfer that confidence into those that we're leading. And now they are confident in their ability. I've seen leaders who are egotistical and people that are underneath them who lack the confidence, who lack the conviction, they lack the clarity. They don't know where they're going. And ultimately, they're burnt out because they're just kind of spinning in circles. And it all comes down to that lack of confidence from that leader. And I've worked for, you know, amazing leaders who had conviction in their ability to lead. And they also had the confidence in themselves. And they were some of the best leaders because they were willing to let you fail. They gave you the command and then they said, go for it. And, you know, if you don't understand, please come let me know. But here's the other thing. If you fail or if you fall, I'll be there to help you get back up. Egotistical leaders would say, hey, well, here's the mission. Now, here's how you're going to do it. And don't fail, because if you do, then you're going to get in trouble. And now what happens is we're walking on eggshells and tippy toes thinking, man, I got to do everything perfect. I got to make sure everything is right, because if I fail, then they're going to hit me up. They're going to, you know, hang me by my toes. And that's totally unfair to people who are, you know, underneath those type of leaders. But when you're confident, you know, you're able to let people go out there and make mistakes. That's how they grow. You know, and as a brand new nurse in the military, one of the things that I loved about working in the cardiothoracic unit and the critical care unit is, you know, I had brand new corpsmen, and I would let them, under my supervision, you know, start IVs. I would let them do some of the work and the checks that I do, because I wanted them to learn, and I wanted to teach them. But I also wanted them to know that if you fail, I will be there to help you. And what happened there was that they started to appreciate the mentorship, and it taught them so many lessons that they probably use now, you know, years later. That was back in 2014, 2015, you know, almost 10 years later, they're still, you know, using those skill sets. And my hope was that when you go on to do bigger and better things, that you remember these times that we had where I was helping you learn through mistakes, learn through failures, learn through critical thinking. You see, when egotistical leaders cut off that mentorship or that ability to teach, and they just focus on the do, what happens is the critical thinking goes out the window, and no longer can people think on their own. They're afraid to, probably, you know, because they're like, man, I don't want to mess up. So, you know, I would help them do things, you know, and see patients and do modalities to patients so that they can learn, knowing that I had confidence in myself that if something went wrong, I can correct it or that I can help them. But you see, if I didn't have the confidence in my ability, as a nurse and the willingness to help, then they would have never learned. I would have never been able to transfer that education, that energy to them. I wouldn't have been able to take what I've learned and let it happen through me. You see, things happen to us all the time as leaders. Your job now is to say, okay, it happened to me. It happened. Now it's got to happen through me. And how it happens through me is by building confidence and learning from those lessons. And now giving that lesson to other people. Especially your burdens, right? Times that you failed. Egotistical leaders will never share their failures. They'll always share the wins. They'll share the highlight reel because they want you to validate them. They want you to be proud of them. They want you to look at them on a pedestal. And here's the thing. Confident leaders, AKA transformational leaders, they're willing to share the ugly too. They turn those burdens into blessings for other people. And they say, hey, you know what? I remember being in your shoes. I remember when I failed. I remember when I struggled. Let me share with you the lesson that I learned. Because I'm confident in myself and I'm confident enough to know that by sharing this, it doesn't discredit my ability to lead. But egotistical leaders, they will protect themselves at all costs and they will never share that moment of transformation. Every leader started somewhere, right? And we all have problems and nobody likes them. So when I look at confident leaders, right, to recap, confident leaders lead with conviction. They know that who they are on the inside is going to influence how they lead on the outside. Egotistical leaders always look at circumstances and situations and allow them that to guide them on how they will show up. Number two, confident leaders believe in other people. And as a return, those other people believe in themselves. Confident leaders are able through that belief to transfer their knowledge to those people who are learning, knowing and not afraid of those people maybe one day taking their job. Egotistical leaders, they will not share those lessons. They will not share that education. They keep it to themselves. They want to be the gatekeepers. They want to be the holders of the knowledge so that they can control the situation and control people. And number three, confident leaders are transformational, not transactional. Egotistical leaders are transactional, meaning what's in it for me. Confident leaders are transformational, saying, how can I help you? And so that is the big difference between confident leaders and egotistical leaders. Which one are you being? Which one are you striving to be? Maybe you've up until now were leading with ego instead of leading with confidence. I want you to take inventory of how you're showing up. Are you being transactional or are you aiming to be transformational? There's a big difference. And when you take this and you apply it to your life, now you're able to have a lasting legacy that people will remember. And they say, man, one thing I remember about that person is their ability to help in their service, right? And when you take on a life of service, that leads to significance, and significance ultimately leads to your success. So, hey, if you found value in today's show, please share it. Please like it. And I would love for you to go wherever you listen to, whether it's Spotify, Apple, leave a review. That's how this thing gets noticed. That's how we grow. And I just want to appreciate every one of you. And if you found value, share the show. That's all we ask. And if you're watching on YouTube, comment below and let me know a takeaway. And if there's any questions that you have, comment your questions below and we'll get them on the next show. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great one.